Evening, guys. Welcome back to the Voice Note Review. Chelsea losing 4-1 at St James's Park in a, well, again, that seemed to be fairly even up until the second half. We seem to be in a decent way, but now seems like we could potentially back to the drawing board. But there is still hope. It is the first game after international break. I'm still hopeful to see what happens. But, you know, it wasn't the strongest display from Chelsea. I wasn't very happy, neither were the boys, as you're going to hear in this Voice Note review. But look, overall, Chelsea just really weren't at it today. Very sloppy defensively. I thought that they weren't holding onto the ball well enough. We just didn't seem to have any impetus up front. Just weren't at the races. But yeah, that's it from me. 4-1 loss. Not really much I want to say after that, to be honest. It's just a bit shite. But I'll hand you over now to Tom and to Tobes.
Well, that really was not what we hoped or expected, really, I think, after the international break. Such a positive result last time. But anyway, I'm talking specifically about the defence because I think that was one of the key factors today from us. As Louis previously already said there, really sloppy throughout, particularly in defence. Obviously, a red card as well from Rhys James, which you know, is not going to be very helpful for the next game. But I'm going to talk specifically about the goals. Isak's goal early on, I think that's too easy. It's a good pass, it's a good finish, but it's too easy to just one pass through the whole defence like that. Lascelles, again, good ball, too easy. You've got to close down the ball and then you've got to mark your man. He's got ahead of you and gone ahead of it in. Good header as well, fine. Joelinton's goal immediately after, which kills the game. At 2-1, we're still in it. 3-1 kills the game. Awful from Thiago Silva. I'm sorry, he's a legend. He became my oldest ever player today. Great, but that is awful from him. Really not helpful, inexcusable, to be completely honest with you. And then Anthony Gordon seals the deal for them and an embarrassing day for us. Good finish, but again, close him down. Not good enough today in defence. Not good enough.
Well, that was fucking dreadful. One step forward, two steps back for Chelsea. That's been the story of our season. We've clocked. We struggle against low blocks. We tend to thrive in the big games. That was not the case today. But it was for one half and not the other. This is what I want to focus on. It is the bipolar nature of Chelsea this season, whether that's low blocks or people playing football against us, or it's putting a good performance in and then not be showing the same intensity the next. This first half was good. There was nothing wrong with that first half. They turned up to St. James's. I was actually very impressed with Enzo, Sterling. Not impressed by Cucurella in that first half. That looked like the Cucurella of last season. I don't know why he didn't step up. But in general, it was a fine performance. You know Newcastle are going to be a tough game. We looked reasonably up for it. We had our chances. Gallagher should have scored. Enzo had a shot saved. Badiashile could have scored. They could have scored. You know, it was a good game. Second half was atrocious. Absolutely diabolical. Individual errors galore. Collectively, it was a mess. Reece, our captain, what are you doing? Getting like silly sending off. Yeah, it's 3-1. The game might be gone a little bit, but you've thrown the game away. You know that if you breathe on Gordon, he's going to go down, and he does that. Thiago, our oldest ever player making an appearance today at 39 years of age and 46 days, he really looked at shocking goal and gave the game away. Made it 3-1 directly after they'd scored. Appalling error. Can't excuse it. But his shield in the second half. Like so many players, the bipolar nature of Chelsea. Oh, it's just, it's so frustrating.